Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up. It's the TNT Denard. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denard era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denard, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denard.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, a fantastic family. Today is Wednesday, Hump Day, October 21, 2020. Raven98 here, along with.
I'm not ready yet.
Hold on.
Okay.
Wait, my bad. Wait. I don't know. Okay. Good morning, TNT. How you guys doing? Today's going to be a little bit different because I don't know if you guys know this or not. I'm pretty sure you don't know, but I'm going to tell you anyway. For years, every time I went to a family event with my wife, those of y'all don't know I am married. Anyway, I went to a family event with my wife. The family would always ask her, "Who is that guy over there? He's a preacher?" I would laugh because it was funny to me. All my friends, not all of them, a lot of my friends used to tell me, "You're going to end up being a preacher." That's what you're going to be. Because believe me, out of my high school class, I don't know, I bet you we got, out of the people that's hanging, 10 of them, at least 10 of them are preachers. Now, the guy knows. So, what's my point in all this? My point in all this is, I got this preacher from Wilson, North Carolina. His name is Calvin, so all y'all know. He swears out to me all the time. He got the answer. He knows the deal. And they just sent me something saying, "I know the date, but I'm not going to tell you." So I wanted to get on him about that. He always tell me last time he sent me texting, "Quit cussing on the phone. Quit the blah, blah, blah." So anyway, I'm picking on him for the moment. But there was another reason that I was going to tell you guys. I'm going to give you some good information today. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on in three different areas, how it's about to affect us, and all that. I am going to give you that today, which is some good stuff. We'll see what we're doing. But before I do that, I wanted to tell you guys something that's going to sound like I'm preaching. But I have no desire to be a preacher. And I'm sure that's what he wanted me to be. It would have happened a long time ago. But I have none. But I am going to tell you guys something. This opportunity, the information that you're getting and receiving, is so vital to you, your brother, sister, son, daughter, neighbor, community, and society. I mean, this information that we're receiving, and to future generations, yours as well as mine. You get to make those decisions right here, right now. I tell people all the time, I've been telling you guys, go get more than us. Every time they don't do it, go get some more. And some people are listening to me, and some people are telling me, "I got enough." And I don't understand what enough is. What do you mean you got enough? Every week that they don't do it is an opportunity for you to change not only your life, but everybody associated with you.
Right.
Because, you know, $50, $60, buys a million dong. We heard the price you're going to get for the dong is anywhere from 47 cents to $12. I don't care if I spent $120 this month, bought 2 million more dinar, how would that have changed my life? How would that have changed your life? 2 million more dinar could be as much as $24 million, and you don't think that would have had a difference? Not you, because you're not greedy. You don't need all that. I just need enough to survive. Well, guess what? Stop thinking about you. Stop thinking about, "I just got enough for me." You know, when this thing is over, this thing is this pandemic, or even before it gets over, it's going to affect a whole lot of people. I just looked this morning. There's 11 million people in New York who can't afford right now food. They're giving them food. Who can't? 11 million people. There's another 800,000 people who filed for unemployment the first time, you know, this month. There's more people out there than right here in Sacramento County. And this is why I say I'm going to be preaching here. There are 1,100 people in foreclosure right now. In foreclosure, as soon as this January, all their protection goes away. We don't know what the new deal is going to be, but right now, as of January, all their protection goes away. This is just in Sacramento. I'm not talking about every other city across the country where people are feeling the same thing, are going through the same pandemic and same results. And I can say, you know, even with the pandemic money that people are receiving or were receiving, and what they didn't get was the education with the money, just like us. They just thought it was money falling out the sky, so they just went and spent it. And you know they did, and I know they did. There's more boats on the Sacramento River than there's ever been. And I'm like, what are they thinking? There's more new cars being sold. Every time I hit the street, I see nothing but license plates, new cars, new cars. I'm like, these people do not have a clue that this money is going to end, that things are going to change. But even if they don't, we do, because we went through it. You're going to have an opportunity, guys, to be above the fray. We're not going to be, well, some of us are going to be the new middle class, and some of us are clearly going to be the new upper class. We're going to hit that million, multi-million dollar list. Some of us are going to hit that billion-dollar list they put out. But one thing I learned a long time ago, okay, with awesome power comes awesome responsibility. Absolutely does. With money comes power. Okay? Look at that family today who did the opioid thing. Got all that and what they walk away doing. Okay, yeah, here. I'll give you $84 billion or whatever, $64 billion. We'll just call it a day. No criminal charges. Nobody going to get, because with money comes power. They never cared. They never cared about the fine anyway. But my point is, you guys are going to be in position to help these people. You're going to be in a position to guide these people, because they're going to look up to you, because people just look up to people with money regardless. You know? And what did I say? Money doesn't make you smart. It makes you a rich idiot if you don't have a plan. And money and you will soon be departed. But if we're thinking right, we're planning right, which we should have been the last 10, 15 years, if we looked at the missed opportunities and the opportunities that are about to come, and I'm telling you this because it is truly about to be here, and you're going to have to start thinking about something else. How do I take what I've just got, what I've just been blessed with, and help society, because now I'm in a position to do that? How do I help my fellow citizens who didn't know about it? How do I, because now I'm the guy, I got 10, 15 of my people or 20 of my people, we all just became multimillionaires. How do we generate some more jobs? Hey, we're going to make money if we're generating jobs and business, but we're giving people jobs. How do we go out and now take our influence and put some different people on the city council? How do we help make the decision now who's going to be our local mayor? Who's going to be the governor? What do I do with this new power that I've now been given that I can make decisions that affect other people's lives? Because that's where we're at. I mean, we did all this. We went through it. They said, you know, hey, they're just a bunch of toothless crackheads, and our job is to show them they were wrong. We're not a bunch of toothless crackheads. We're not going to be broke in 2 years. As a matter of fact, what we're going to do is change our own economy, our own global intentions around here, and see if we can't replace you crackheads who've been running the government. because we have an opportunity to do that. They probably didn't want to hear that part. I'm saying it because you have a very, very short period of time, one way or another, and we're going to go through it today, in order to still take an opportunity to this, in order to realize that it means more than you thought. In hindsight, doesn't do nothing for you at all to say, I wish I could have, would have, should have. And that's going to happen a lot. But I'm telling you it's going to happen. And I'm telling you, you still have time to do something about it right now that could make a difference in this world. We are the difference makers. We are. The filthy rich and the rich are going to do what they always do. They put their money in their pocket and they're going to continue taking advantage as much as they can. But we, as the new rich, the new money, the new generation coming up, have an opportunity to do it different. So,
anyway,
I knew in advance I was going to preach to you guys about that because I'm just, all the information we have is just here, and we need to start thinking different, and we need to do something with it. Okay, so that's my sermon for today. All right, Ray, let's get to it.
Okay. No updates went out, so I guess we'll just go straight to the questions on the board.
Oh, well, wait, in that case, let me keep preaching. No, hold on. all right, so this is where we're at, guys. Iraq is ready to go. They are fully committed to go. I tell people, if you just pay attention to the information, Al-Kazimi is out traveling around to other countries signing memorandums. Why is he not fighting for the HCL? Why is he not fighting and meeting about 140? Why is he not worried about the currency and what's going on all this? Because it's all under control. Because his plan is working, and he's ready for the next step. And in every speech, you keep seeing him saying that, let's go to the next step. And we see what it is. Okay? That part is done. They're waiting for a time frame, which is coming to a conclusion, believe it or not. All they're talking about is Parliament's going to go back tomorrow, and they're looking at the electoral law, and they're looking at a financial law instead of that. But everything else is done. They're confusing it. The rate's going up and down. They're giving different reasons for it's happening. They're still explaining about getting rid of the corruption, but everything's done. There's no argument. There's no waiting for any vote to be done. There's no discussion of the reform paper anymore, except it's done and everybody has agreed upon it. So we're just waiting for a period of time. The people are absolutely gearing up to start demonstrations on Sunday. It's on TV. It's on articles. I talked to my guy in Iraq this morning. They are putting tractors in place. They're putting trucks in place. They're moving heavy equipment in place. They've already started putting their tents up in the square. They've hit every form of social media telling everybody, let's unite. Forget our differences. Let's unite. Let's get started on Saturday. They had their guy come out, tell the government, we don't care. We don't care if you start physically abusing us on Sunday. We don't care if you start killing us on Sunday. This is exactly what it says. It says, we will not stop. We will not stop. We get started. It's going to be what it's going to be. So they can't be any more blatant than that, more upfront. Like, okay, if you let this get started, get ready for it. Because that's what they're telling them. And they know it. They know what's going to happen on Sunday. The government is going in starting today, and they started searching everybody. They've already pulled out a lot of weapons. Now, we don't know if this is the militia moving in with the crowd, because they keep saying they want peaceful demonstrations. But there was a lot of weapons in the crowd. So they didn't arrest the people. They just took the weapons. That's today. I don't know what's going to happen on Saturday night, Sunday, and everything else. But to me, I'm thinking, why would you even give them the opportunity to get started? Just do it. Let's get this over with. And maybe it will happen. I don't know. There's a couple other things. I'm giving you guys everything because there's a bunch of possibilities. So I'm giving them all to you today. Some of them you're going to like, some of them you're not going to like, but I'm just laying it out there, and then we'll go from there. So it doesn't make sense to me to let this thing go past Saturday night, to tell you the truth. Why would you give them the opportunity to get started, even if you think they would? All right. So I talked to some people in Washington, D.C. They're a little nervous. They're a little upset because, you know, there's two different things going on and being said in D.C. right now. So right now they're saying that Trump he wants this to go, but he don't want it to go until the day before the election or the day of the election. That's when he wants it to go. Now, that's just what one group is saying. I'm not blaming it on him. We're just going to see what happens. That's all. Now, they're saying that he wants that to happen for various reasons. There's over 10 million people with Dinar, and he can distract those people the day before, the day of the election, and they don't go out and vote because they're going to chase after the money, okay? Or the fact that people are so excited, because I'm getting both sides of it, because that's what you do, get both sides, and you make a decision. They're so excited that he did it so close to the vote that they're just going to vote for him. But I'm saying, but you're gambling with 8 days of riots in the street. I mean, you're gambling with that. And when they get started, and as an investor, I'm looking, if they've been rioting for the last 8 days and things look like they're going to look like last year, then why am I going to commit my money? Why am I going to continue with that memorandum of understanding when the last 8 days the whole economy has been shut down, they're burning stuff in the streets, they're back to killing people, and we start back in square one? I said, that's a hell of a gamble. I don't care either way you look at it. That's a hell of a gamble. If you think they'll be so excited when money comes, who cares? And it may very well happen, but do you really take that chance? Because that's what we're dealing with. On that respect. Now, on the other side, and something I know, the banks have been meeting with the Treasury every day this week. Every day they've been having meetings, sometimes two, three a day, getting their final procedures done. And they were told, and I can tell you this because it is, you know, it was supposed to go down last night. That's what they were told. Hey, be ready. Okay, now they got a new date today. Be ready on this date. And I'm thinking, okay. But they are trying to finalize it, get it done. I do think they have a time frame when it's going to go. But one of the banks is clearly telling me, he said, I don't know how. I'm tired of it. Everybody's tired of it. They're saying we're going to do this, and we don't even have enough people. Okay. Nobody's even showing up for work. But they're still telling us, hey, we're going to go ahead and do this. And he's saying, I don't know how we're going to do it, but that's what they said. So I don't know if I believe him or not. But that's what he's being told in his bank meeting. So it's a lot of confusion and things out there. But it still all tells me it's coming to a head. I tell you guys, all month long, last month, the 25th, we're going to know by the 25th of this month what's going to happen. So we're just getting the information about, hey, he wants it the day before or day of, and it may not even be true. I'm not going to say it's not true. I'm just going to say they're discussing it and floating the idea and saying that's what he wants. But maybe somebody can convince him it's better to do it now. So we'll see. The banks themselves, though, were given, like I said, time period should have happened last night, according to what they were told on Monday. So today, this morning's meeting, they were told something else. And I don't know if they're just stringing them along until we get here or they're actually trying to get it done. But I do know the citizens of Iraq are going to do what they're going to do on Sunday, the 25th. I have no doubt about that at all. They've already done it because they're already putting up tents in Tiananmen Square because they're already moving people there, and because it's all over the Internet of exactly what they plan to do and how they plan on doing it united. as one people to get this thing changed. So all that's actually good news, whether you guys took it that way or not, that the banks are in fact saying we're doing it, we're getting our people. Oh, here's another thing, which I absolutely love. So last night I got a call from somebody, and she said, hey, I got these letters from Wells Fargo. So I don't know if you guys heard about them. But she said she got the letters from Wells Fargo, and one was from her wealth manager, and one was on her regular account. And they both said that Wells Fargo's new starting hours were going to be from 7 in the morning to 11 at night for wealth manager customers, for commercial, no, that's commercial. Anyway, for the other accounts, her accounts, she said it's going to be from 9 in the morning to 11 at night. I said, okay. So if they got people going in the bank from 9 to 11, which we know that's what's supposed to be our schedules for doing our exchanges and everything, that's a good way to hide it, is open it up for everybody to do business during that time frame. And they won't be driving by the bank wondering what the hell's going on. Because, oh, I got the letter. Yeah, they changed. Something's going on, but everybody can do business. Now, so Ray sent me a letter because he got a copy of it. I bank it, so I didn't get a copy. But anyway, it says their support, their 800 number service is going from 7 in the morning to 11 at night, effective the 25th of October. They're changing the hours of their 800 number service. I wonder, does that mean anything to anybody? Effective the 25th of October. Now, her date made sense to me. 1st of November is the 1st of the month. We're doing something different. 25th of October might have just gave away something to me. They're doing it effective that day and sending it out to everybody. But it's okay. Doesn't matter to me. It's all good news. Everything is pointing towards us coming to the end of this. And I'm hoping and praying to God that we are prepared for what we're about to go through, because it's here. So with that, I'm through preaching. Okay, ready? Let's do a question.
Okay. The first one is Rimfire. Rimfire says, today is his birthday. We all be today.
Wait, you're cutting out.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
Okay, let's see. You just addressed Alf's question. It was about the Wells Fargo letter. We'll go to Postal Punk. Tony, you have said Iraq is ready. The CBI is Iraq, correct? Then this is up to the Treasury, correct?
Okay, first let me say this, because I wasn't looking at my phone while I was preaching to you guys, and I keep saying that. But anyway, yes, I meant for everybody to go get the dong, because they said I was saying dinar. Go get the dong, guys. It can change your life, change your future and everything else. So, yes, I was wrong. Okay. So the question was, are we waiting on the Treasury? Of course, we've always been waiting on the Treasury. Iraq has always tried to send it through. And our Treasury has always been the one to stop it, or the U.S., in case the Treasury doesn't want to get blamed on it. But anyway, has always been the ones to veto it or stop it at the end. Guys, again, that's why their server is in Houston, Texas, and not in New England or Canada or France or Germany or in Iraq, because the U.S. is controlling it. That's why it's there. So until we agree and say this is the time, which they've done everything we've asked them to do now, and I've already said it, they're not fussing, they're not fighting, they're not saying anything has to go to Parliament, judiciary, anywhere else for it to go through, and not really have taken a vote. They're going to take a vote on the electoral law and one other finance law, but it's not required for the RV to go through or for the exchange rate to be done. Why do we think he is running around from country to country, has been, with the director of the CBI in tow and their financial minister in tow? Because it's all about this money and the date we're going to do it and getting everything signed before that time. Okay? But the U.S. is in agreement. They're prepared for it. The Treasury has prepared for it. Our banks are prepared for it. And now they're publicly matching the hours up with what we've known and we've been telling you for weeks now, not months or years, it's going to be their new hours when the RV takes place. And now they're doing it public. And why not disguise it? Why not say there's bank business going on? So, and somebody else is telling me theirs says support, just like the one that Ray sent me against. Okay, small business. Well, it is for small business accounts. I guess that's going to be you guys. Huh. Small business accounts, which I hope is you guys. Anyway, all right, what's next, Ray? What?
Can you hear me?
Wait, we can't hear you. No. Start over?
Okay, how about now?
I heard you say, how about now? Just so we're clear. Okay. With it.
All right. So the next caller is Sunstar. And Sunstar says, per the IDR rate of $1.34 showing on the bank screens, with the possibility of the rate climbing to 184, do you think it will go back down to 134 or lower after it peaks, or remain the same for a period of time?
I don't know. What's the IDR? Indonesian Rupiah?
Yeah, Rupiah. But I don't remember any information indicating that it was going to climb. You just were getting different rates.
No, I mean,
the
I mean,
bank person said on the screen.
Yeah, I would think at some point anybody looking at any of these guys are going to be interested and they're going to go up and then come back down to where they were supposed to be. Just some are going to go up faster and higher than others. That's all. Even with the rupiah, enough of us have it for the people in their country. And currency, guys, everybody who's on Forex, everything else dealing for the day, they're going to jump on some of these as soon as they see them. So I expect all of them to go up some, but come back down to where we know they're supposed to be. Okay?
Okay. B says, I am leaving Friday. Will be in a different region for 7 weeks. If I take my currency with me, would I be able to exchange or will I have to return to my resident state?
Okay, so the fact that you're asking the question is that you know we've already told you they said you need to be in your zone to do an exchange. So that's the rules we got back when they created the zones. So you have two options. You dial the 800 number, you give them the zip code, explain it to them, and they say, okay, you know, that's just a rule we made, but everybody breaks the rules, and you go through, or you take enough that you can walk to a teller and get your private plane back to your own zone and do your exchange. Nothing difficult about it. Take enough that you can walk up there, charter your plane back home, do your exchange, and then go back and take care of your business. Don't make it difficult, guys. You're going to have money. You're going to walk out with probably every single person on this call is going to walk out with $7,000 cash in their hand, but you're going to have a card. You can do whatever you want to on it. You're going to have money. So where you're at, man, I can charter a flight all the way across the U.S. for 10 grand. I already know that. 10 grand. Is it worth it for me to do that, to go do my exchange tomorrow, next day, or whatever? Depends on what you're getting out of it. So it's up to each individual. But that's what I would look at. All right, what's next?
Okay, Fuse says, if there truly is a political strategy for impacting the election vote turnout, if the RV goes by the 25th of October, October 26th or through November 30th will be dramatically impacted with distractions for the 10 million dinar holders. What do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, I think Saturday, not Friday, is the last day that you can officially donate to anybody's campaign. So by the fact that it's after that, this is what he said, means nobody can influence it with all of this money, which is a good thing. People just doing that. If it's anything other than that, from the 25th to the 3rd, oh, I forgot to tell you guys. Oh, I did tell you. Yeah, actually, we're only supposed to have the exchange through, like, I'm going to tell you guys the date, but that might get somebody in trouble. Anyway, for a short period of time around the vote and all of that, according to my New York guy. And then they're going to go back to, like, normal hours. So I was really shocked when Wells put this out. From the 25th, I understand it, and that's the period of time. Well, she told me last night her letter said from the 1st, so now I got to check and see the different states or exactly how they're doing that. Well, I don't know if the intention is to influence the election or not. I don't even know if it will influence the election or not. I know it will influence our life after the election, regardless one way or the other, just because of where we are. I know whether we do the RV before the election or we do it after the election wouldn't change my vote either way, because I'm voting for who I vote for, and I would hope people wouldn't vote based on whether or not we had the RV or not. Either way, again, that's just not. There's so many other factors in life that go into this vote in this election to let it hinge on the RV. So I don't know that it is political. I know this. Iraq is ready to go today, and it didn't go. Iraq was ready to go last week. It didn't go. I know the Treasury and the banks thought it was going to go for the last 3 weeks, and it could have, but it didn't go. So for some reason, they are, in fact, delaying it. We know that till closer. I just don't know what they're trying to get out of doing it. Okay, what's next?
All right, we talked to live callers. First caller, 754, okay. Area code. You are on.
Well, good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. Oh, my goodness, twice in a row, the first caller. That's what happens when you live in a state where all it does is rain.
Okay. well, you know, something else happens in a state like that, and I know for a fact there's a lot of babies being made in that state, but go ahead.
Yep. But we have had nothing but rain here for I don't know how many months. I don't know the last time I saw the sun. I keep trying to shift the rain your way, Tony, but it doesn't want to listen.
Okay.
With what's going on over in Iraq, with the social media, with everybody preparing, getting ready for the demonstrations. It's all over the place, all over the news. Every article you read, they're preparing. With Kazemi, he was due back today from that trip of his getting deals over there. Has he addressed the public in any way? Has anything come out from his office to kind of quell the surge of people, or is there just silence?
You know, he did put something out. I can't think what it was. But he's telling me that it's okay to demonstrate peacefully in that. And he will investigate murders and people in jail for the last time. And he's supposed to put out something on Saturday. God, I can't remember what it is, though. To, in fact, address it before it gets started. So we'll see what happens.
So do you think he's planning on holding this back and letting these demonstrations start? Because that's almost what it sounds like, that we're not. This is not going to go forward if he's telling they can peacefully demonstrate and not telling them there'll be news coming out, hold off, or something to give the country hope that he might have something to tell them.
Okay. He already knows, and they already know. There is a reason they set the 25th, because something that was done in closed meeting doors, everything else. So they've already given him that date and time. Okay, we're giving you to the 25th. They did that last month, remember? So everybody is aware of it. He can preach all the way to it. He has already submitted the white people. He has already come out on TV and said, these are the reforms. This is what I'm doing. And they're saying, great, but do it. This is what you're doing, but do it. And you haven't done any of it yet. And people have come out and said, do the monetary reform immediately. It needs to be done now. Now, he still hasn't done it yet, even though he knows it. And he's gone away from it. So what can we all surmise from that? He knows what needs to be done, knows it needs to be done now. He just doesn't have the power to do it until the U.S. says, we're going to let it go through. So either we're going to push it, or they're saying you're going to deal with the 8 days till we get it right to where we want it to, one or the other, or he would have already done it. He would have already eased that pain. Everybody would have been happy, and we've been already going. Because what it tells me is if you're not in Parliament fighting, you're not trying to get something passed or through, you're not publicly cussing each other out, and throwing shoes every day, that then what are we doing? We're just sitting there waiting. We're waiting for when we can activate. We've already set up for the last 3 weeks. I told you guys exactly what the plan was. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, boom, didn't go. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, didn't go. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, didn't go. Monday, they were told today, didn't go. Okay? Or last night, it didn't go. Well, Iraq is ready to go. They're just not being released yet. And I'm just hoping they don't have to go through those 8 days, because I said it yesterday, I said it this morning, and I'm going to say it so everybody can clearly hear it. If it took God 7 days to create it, in 8 days, they can destroy it all.
True.
Okay.
When you were talking about Wells Fargo and the letters that went out, I wasn't able to hear everything you said. Did you mention also that Bank of America has sent letters out to their people?
No, I'm going to tell you, I just got to say this because I got to help Ray one time. So just one time. I say this call is fully recorded. Everything I said is on the call. You can always listen to it. But no, I did not say anything about Bank of America at all.
They did also send out letters about changes.
Oh, did
they? Yes, they also sent out letters. That's the only reason why I'm asking, because they did what Wells Fargo did, but
you.
They just didn't give out. They did say changes were coming in their banking.
Well, they didn't say effective October 25th or November the 1st.
No.
Didn't say hours, just changes coming. Okay.
Right, just changes coming. And my final question is, I heard that Vietnam is attempting to break away from China and become more independent from them. I want to know if you have heard that, and if that is true, will that be affecting the price of the dong, the value?
It won't be, because if they ever do it, it will definitely be after the Harvey. So the price will already be there. But, you know, everybody wants to stand on their own at some point. And they figure, you know, with the revaluation, with their currency going up, that makes them a stronger country. Maybe that's what they want to do. But I don't think it will affect the RV at all.
Okay. All right. Thank you for answering those questions. And hopefully this is our last week of calls. And by this weekend, we'll all be wealthy. Both of you have a great
okay.
Wednesday. Thank you.
Okay, thank
bye-bye.
You.
Thank you.
828 area code, you are on.
Good morning, good afternoon, fellas. I got a quick question. It's kind of a follow-up of what the first caller said. We got a text message from Bank of America last night that said the branches in our area, which is Orlando, a very big area, will be temporarily closed. So I didn't know if that had anything to do with maybe a transition.
Yours is just the opposite of everybody else. I don't know. All the branches in your area will be temporarily closed. Is that what it says?
That's what it said in the text message. It's a big area.
I don't know, but I'd make a phone call. Cause how can you close all the branches in our area? And what is there? A tornado coming? A hurricane coming? Earthquake.
Now it's beautiful out here right now.
Did they expect something after the vote? Well, maybe. What time frame did it give you?
It gave no time frame whatsoever, just said temporarily. So maybe it's a tsunami of wealth coming. I don't know.
It said all the branches will be temporarily closed with no time frame.
Yeah, that's the text message that came to my wife on her phone, yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'd be temporarily trying to take my money out. I don't know.
That scares me a little, too. I just kind of hoping it had to do something maybe with the RV and some sort of transition, but I guess we'll find out in the next few days.
Yeah, well, how do you get your money if all your branches close? How do you take care of your banking business? You got to do everything online?
I guess you would have to do it all online. I would assume that's what you would have to do, which, I mean, you know, we could always just cash app it out and put it somewhere else. But, I mean, I do have another account with Wells Fargo. So.
I just don't understand
I just thought
that
it was interesting.
Well.
I just wanted to bring it up.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, sir. 404, Eriku, you are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Again, appreciate your helping us connect the dots. Hope my connection here is okay. I've been having phone problems. You were talking about the fact that the banks have been meeting daily with the UST. I'm just kind of curious on those kind of meetings. Are they actually converting them into being continuous so that if something happens, they can convene immediately? Or have they been at a set time, and if they don't get things done, it's like meeting adjourned and then they come in for the next day? Have they shared with you any of that kind of insight?
No, I just know every day they're having meetings, they're having conference calls, preparing for activation. I can tell you that. That's what the meetings are about. Preparing for activation.
Currently, with respect to the rates, are they showing still on the bank screens, or have they gone back to being grayed out?
Well, I would think they're still showing, but I didn't even ask about rates. I haven't asked about rates in a couple weeks, to tell you the truth. There's been any changes or not, because they're just so crazy, to tell you the truth. I mean, we know.
You there?
Hey, Tony.
Hello.
Hold on 1 second. We lost him. You still there, 404?
I'm still there. I lost my phone. Bye.
Yeah, okay. Here he is.
Oh, I said I got cut off. I didn't know it.
Yes, sir.
I thought I was the one cut off. You were, Tony.
Oh. So we're talking about the rates, right?
Yes.
And I was saying that I haven't asked about the rates because we know just the other day we were talking to somebody and they were telling us about a transaction where somebody got the $8 again. Totally different state, totally different bank, I mean, and they still got the $8 for the dong again. And we know the highs are 12, so I was saying I'm not really concerned about what rates are on the screen. Because I'm not asking for screen rates. I'm asking for something. They're going to have to actually key in and say, okay.
You mentioned something about the fact that this particular stage, the banks have been given a new date. Was that as a specific time, or are they still doing it in windows?
It was a time frame, yes.
Okay. Well, The info that you shared with us with respect to the changes on the Wells Fargo customer service situation, I keep thinking, okay, they're calling it customer service. We've in the past called referencing call center. Maybe, you know, that was a subterfuge sort of thing. But I was intrigued by the fact that, you know, normally if there are going to be changes, they normally do things like on a standard business day. And Sunday the 25th is not a business day. You know, that was kind of the red flag of something special here. And, of course, I look at it also over in Iraq that they could be gearing up on those demonstrations, but let's give them something to celebrate. So they've got everybody there for the demonstrations, but they're celebrating on the 25th.
Absolutely. I said that this morning when I got the information from Iraq. I said, hey, well, let's hope it turns into a celebration. The exact words that I sent back to them. Let's do that. Get everybody there. Let's celebrate. And you're right. I mean, and that's why I say it may sound like a negative or not, but if Wells Fargo told them effective the 25th, how much of a coincidence is that? If they told them from 7 to 11, same thing that I've been saying for the last year, I almost said preaching. Same thing I've been saying for the last year, guys. This is going to be their hours, and they've been telling us that, and it's effective the 25th. How much of a coincidence is that? And I'm just saying, they could change it all because they could say, shit, that damn Tony didn't talk too much. Now we're going to do it over. I don't know. But, oh, no, they're not going to say 404. They're going to say that 404, she just brought it out for everybody. So, and then, but we'll see. Yeah, I mean, that's good news. Any way it comes out, we know they're attempting to do it.
Indeed, indeed.
Right?
Well, again, you help us to connect the dots, and 10 days from whenever, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project is going to be. Appreciate it so much. Have a great wealth coming to us Wednesday.
All right, thank you. Yep.
Take care.
Connecting the dots, putting the pieces of the puzzle together. I mean, we're doing it. Let's get it down. All right.
Eight one.
Hello.
What did you say?
281.
Who's this?
Hey Tony. Hey Ray. How y'all
doing?
Hey.
How are you? Super fantastic.
I'm good. And good. You guys are good. You guys pretty much touched on almost everything that I was going to ask. Especially 404. I was going to say the same thing about the coincidence of the 25th and the dates that Wells Fargo stated as far as their hours changing. And how coincidental is it that now we're seeing another institution like Bank of America, and how many more banks are going to be sending out more information about hours changing?
You two are just using the same dinar goggles. That's all.
Well, maybe so, but I think we're right on target with that. what the part about them wanting to or possibly thinking about not releasing this until the day of or the day before the elections, which really doesn't make sense to me at all. the part about them being distracted, especially the day of, or not voting at all, what sense would that make? Because you could be distracting them from voting for you. You see what I'm saying? So none of that makes sense. Maybe that's just a distraction they're giving us. Could that be possible?
Absolutely.
For us not to, yeah.
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I don't like that scenario. I don't think it makes any sense. But they do a lot of things I don't think make sense. But I'm going to tell you, that specific thing that I told you guys right there came right out of Washington, D.C. That's why I was like, really? I mean, they're just – maybe they're just trying to throw them off by putting it out there. Believe me, they don't like it. They do not like it, but it is what's going around in D.C. as far as when this is going to happen or what's going to happen. And, no, it don't make any sense to me and you because, first of all, if it happens on that day, I'm not trying to make my appointment for that day anyway. I need to wait and see what happens. So it's not going to stop me from going to vote, and it's not going to change who I vote for.
Well, I was not going to get caught up in all that voting foolishness anyway. I've already voted. I voted the first day early election times came out, so that's not going to even be an issue with me. So, but my thing is, how is it that you're going to be standing in line even knowing when this is released? You're trying to focus on voting, so ain't nobody going to even know when this is released. So you can't distract anybody because they, you know, they're voting. So none of that makes sense to me. I just think this is something that you know, they want to be a distraction.
Well, let me tell you what's going to happen. They're going to be standing in line 2, 3, 4, 5 hours, whatever it is, waiting to vote, and they're going to get a tweet, and it's going to say, it's live, it's going, we're getting ready to do our call, call the 800 number, and they're going to walk right out that line and say, I'm out of here.
What kind of foolishness?
Okay.
Oh,
well,
my God,
anyway,
that is too funny. Let's
hope it doesn't happen that way. Huh?
Right. Well, that's for those that haven't voted, because like I say, I voted the first day it became, the availability came for early voting here in Texas, so I'm done with that. But
to everybody right now is if they don't want to see their scenario happen or the possibility, go vote today.
Well, I can't tell them when to go. I just know what I've done already. So some people to be in line on the day of, you know, but I got mine over. I don't like standing in long lines. So anyway, as far as the memos and things that are coming out or the letters that people are receiving from these different banks, we could possibly start seeing more banks sending that out too. You think that could be possible?
I would hope.
Hours changing.
Yeah, everybody that's involved would send it out to their customers and letting them know because they're going to hear about 800 numbers. And then specifically, I didn't read this letter because Ray just sent it to me before we start, but it says our 800 numbers for customer support.
Yeah, right. For Wells Fargo. And I haven't,
right.
I mean, I'm a customer of Wells and Chase and Bank of America, so I may go out on their websites and just look and see if they have any, you know, information out there about these hours changing. Because that one from Wells Fargo, I don't know if it was just sent out to people that had, like, small businesses or something, which I don't, so I didn't get that. But I probably could go out on their website and look it up. So I wouldn't be surprised, you know, as this get closer, other institutions may start sending out something, like you said, the ones that are involved, saying that their hours may be changing too. So I'll look out for that. Okay, well, those were my questions.
All right.
Hopefully we will see this by the weekend or into Monday. I'm thinking this is it. That's how I feel. So we'll see.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
I hope so. Thanks. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Ray.
See y'all later.
Ray, hold on.
Okay.
Before we go to the next person. All right. So somebody sent me the B of A letter, guys. And this B of A letter is like the one they sent out the first time when we got shut down for COVID-19, and bank employees didn't want to go to work. Nobody wanted to go to work. They didn't want people going inside, everything else. This is basically saying that these 14 branches right here are going to be temporarily closed because something must be going on in Florida again. They don't want people going in. They're back to, if you need to get in your safety deposit box or you need something, you need to call and make an appointment to get in there, which simply means, just like before, even though you can't get in the bank and it's closed, there's going to be people working in the bank, but it's going to be by appointment only in order to get there and use any services, much less it says getting into your safe deposit box. Anything else you should use online or use at the ATMs, which, again, will still be operational. So I think they're looking more at shutting down. And I tell you, that's what's going to happen. Again, we know the numbers are going up. We see it every day on TV. As a matter of fact, they said this morning, yesterday, 32 states are climbing up. 32 out of 50 are going up the wrong direction, and they're shutting stuff down. This morning, schools started shutting down again. Again, no in-person. Nobody's coming into school. So we're seeing it start all over again. We know it's going to be worse this time because it's going to have to be. It's during the winter months, complete winter, rain, snow, whatever. Everybody's already locked in. But it's going to be people without money, finances, things to go, people or things that we can help with, telling you the way I started the call. And people are going to need help. It's going to be Thanksgiving like people never had it before, lonely, no family, no members. It's going to be Christmas the way Scrooge planned it. You know, you sitting there watching your tree. I don't know, Amazon and FedEx may make some money delivering packages to you, but it's just going to be you. Those are things we need to think about, and we're going to be ahead of time planning for it. But I'm going to ask you guys this, because you got all the money in the world. Don't try to buy all the toilet paper. Some other people need some toilet paper. Okay? All right. Let's go, man.
Okay. That takes us to 610. G-Mail. Zero.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Hey, sir.
Hey, hello, Tony.
Yes. We acknowledge
hello,
you.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, wait. I was on mute. I said, hey, man, you've been all the way across
hello,
the room.
Tony, can you hear
one.
Me?
Huh.
You
yeah.
still don't hear
we
us,
can hear
sir?
You. Hello.
Okay. He couldn't hear us. He disconnected. Okay.
All right.
Pick him back up.
I'm saying you can hear me, right? Because I hear
yes.
him.
And I heard him, too. He just couldn't hear you. So, 630, area code. Can you hear us?
Okay.
630, you're on. Can you hear her, Tony?
Hello?
Nope. No. Hello, I heard her say hello. Hello, what's your name?
I'm sorry. My name is Louise. Tony.
Okay, we got you. Yes, ma'am.
What happened was my grandson started calling me at the same time you called me, and he kind of interrupted my calls. I said, oh, no. But anyway, thank you so much for taking my call. I've been listening to the call, and I had a question for you. Well, it's just something to see what your opinion is on it, basically, concerning exchanges. I'm doing my exchange, but I have a family member that I need to do an exchange for. I have all the paperwork and what have you. So I was wondering, what do you think? Do you think that I should do my? I'm thinking I should do mine first. So, what is your opinion on that?
I would do mine first, just so I go through
okay.
it, and you know, get the best rates and stuff that I can. But while
okay.
I was doing it, I would tell them, mm-hmm. hey, I'm also going to do this for my cousin when we get done. So can we like include that in the rate to get us the higher price? I I still negotiate with the second package, okay? Okay.
Oh, okay. Even in that, I could bring them in and get a question about them.
That's right. I still say, hey, I got this sitting on the side, and I can deal with you or somebody else. But, you know, if we can get one rate for all of this, I'll just do both of them with you.
Oh, fantastic, because they have a lot of them.
Okay,
and,
there you go.
We both do, but I have a lot more than him. But I just was curious to how I would handle that, you know, if I could do the two of us, or they may have me come back. I don't know how they'll do it.
Well, you know what? And you're on the phone making your appointment, two appointments.
Okay.
And tell the guy, I need them back-to-back for this reason. I'm doing mine. I got power attorney for them. I want to do it while I'm there at the same time. So they can give you that block of time. And then as long as he's willing to do it, let's take care of yours. And then we'll take care of his. But since we're doing it together, I can, you know, I can put the higher rate in the system and see what happens. Okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, both of you guys.
Okay.
Thank you so
Have
much.
Have a great day.
God bless you. You too.
Okay.
God bless
Thank
you.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. 916 area code. You are on.
My questions have been answered. Thank you.
Okay.
All
thank
right,
you.
Thank you, sir.
707.
Yes. Good. Thank you. My questions have been answered also, but I do have a comment that may help others avoid a problem, and that is to, for those who are not totally aware, be sure and check whatever messages you get offering you different things to make sure there's no hacking going on, and misspelled words, and little bitty things from the computer that hide above your letters that you and your messages that you receive, you could get whacked. So I wouldn't want anyone to have the experience I've had.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
615.
Did you say 615?
Yes, I said 615.
No, he said you. He said you.
Then that's fine. Tony Tone, let me just tell you, you are
Uh-oh.
Definitely not qualified to give no sermons. Because that's what you're supposed to take people to the cross. You're supposed to end your sermon at the cross. Therefore, you should have ended your sermon with the freaking date, and you didn't. But anyway.
But I did tell you there's a preacher in Wilson, North Carolina, named Calvin, who said he knows the date. So I told you where to go give you that. Go ahead.
And that's my number one question. That's my first question. What's his number? Because maybe he's going to give it to me.
He might. He don't tell it. Oh, my God. Well, he ain't hard to find in Wilson, North Carolina. I can tell you that. Go
got my hands okay. I was sweating and stuff. I'm broke out in a sweat and shit. But that's fine. My second question. Okay, so you said that we are all like in districts. We will all be assigned to a district. So there mm-hmm. is many Wells Fargo branches where I'm in. First of all, how do we find out what district we're in? And are all the branches handling the exchange or just certain ones?
Well, I'm going to tell you there's only certain ones that are handling the exchanges. Not everyone is involved in it. And I'm going to tell you, if you want to know what district you're in, you have to ask Ray.
Okay, Ray.
Tennessee, right? Ray Ren.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm in Tennessee.
You are in
Okay,
district
he's looking
six.
Up your district. Yeah.
You're in District 6. That's the state of
okay.
Tennessee, the state of Alabama, the state of Georgia, the state of Florida, the southern half of Mississippi, and the southern half of Louisiana. all that is your district. So you can run through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 states and just pick your location you want to go exchange.
Okay. All right. So
do you want to look at the map?
I'm going to look at the map. I can't look at it right now because I'm still working. But I'm going to give you the
URL information so you can look up the map if you want to look at it.
Oh, okay. Give me the URL. Okay, give me the URL.
bit.ly/800districts with an S on the end. That in the URL, hit go, and it'll pop up on your screen. You can print it, save it, download it. It'll be yours.
Okay. I guess I'll go when I log on and I look if it gives the exact locations of the redemption centers or not.
No, it does not.
It's just going to show you the district, the map.
Yeah, you will not know the locations or exchange locations until you dial the 800 number and they tell you which one you go to. That's when you'll find out where they are. There's no map, no just anything that's going to show you all the exchange locations.
Okay.
So
and that's fine.
It works. You dial the 800 number. You tell them how much currency you have, how much in each currency that you have. They'll decide which location can handle your amount of currency. That's where they will schedule you an appointment at.
Okay. And then we will just have to, wherever they tell us to go, we have to go there regardless of how far away it is.
Well, it's not going to be far away. I mean, right here where I'm at, we got 3 exchange locations on one street. I mean, there'll be 10, 20 in the city, so it depends just on where you are. I can't say it's going to be. Now, if you got 200 million, 300 million dong, something like that, your local branch is not going to take care of you. They're going to send you to one of the main hubs probably because of the amount you're going to be dealing with afterwards. So,
well, you know
just,
I ain't got that much.
You know.
So just
I don't know what you
fun.
Have. I ain't in your bank. You could be hiding some money from your husband. I don't know. But anyway, whatever
you
know
this man.
It could be, they're going to tell you where to go.
So my last question is, because I've listened very closely while I was working, you did not state whether Texas was on board or not.
They are not. Texas is still not gone in yet. And I don't think they will go in if they do until Friday. That's my opinion. But they've not gone in yet.
All right. That wraps me up. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate all that you do.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's try 610 again. I found you.
All right, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
How you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic-er. Other than those cell phone gremlins playing with the cell phone here, I don't know what happened earlier. But thank you for finding me, Ray.
All right, thanks, man.
Long version. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to the new address. The new address is $TNT Super. The new address for the Cash App is $TNTSUPER. Please capitalize all of that. $TNTSUPER. TNTSUPER. And you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right.
You're very welcome. Ready?
Okay. Let's see. We got to find our place. 954.
Hello?
Hello. You're on.
Morning. I cannot believe as brilliant a group as you address. Three times a week, nobody has asked this question. How are the people sitting across from us getting paid? Do they make more money if they talk us into less, or do they make more money if we get more?
Man, you know what? I'm going to tell you what this question reminds me of, just so you know. When I used to be on stage going across the country doing network marketing, people used to always ask me, Tony, how much do you make? And I used to always say, it doesn't matter how much I make because the only person that can spend it is my wife. I don't even get to spend it. So what difference does it matter how much they make? Guys, they make money. Listen, of course they make money when they say the bank money. They work for the bank. But what they're basing on, what I told you guys last week, the Treasury was talking about, which each bank has, is a different contract and agreement for their starting pay doing this, for their overtime pay, and for their extended pay. All that's part of the contract on what the bank is giving for their personnel and what the bank is giving then each person. Do they get a commission on these transactions? Because there's no possible way, well, they can get any minimal commission, because if you and I and Ray went in the bank, somebody just became a millionaire. They need to just get up and walk off the job. If they're going to do that for everybody, they get paid, but trust me, it's nothing that's going to make them filthy rich. Well, not the average one. Or they'd be doing it for about an hour or two and get up and walk away. But, yes, they're getting paid overtime, double overtime. They're getting paid more than their average salary because that's all part of it. Absolutely.
Well, Tony, you know as well as I do, you've got to know the objectives of the person sitting across the table from you. Are they going to be more benefited by moving us through quickly or more benefited by getting us to take less money? That's a really important distinction. And like I say, I'm surprised nobody asked the question before now.
That is important right there to look at it. And it depends on those who go direct to wealth managers are going to get paid more by giving you more. And that's why they are, because you have more and they're going to be controlled for a long period of time. Those who are going to branches and banks and, you know, smaller amounts, they're going to get paid by volume. So they're going to be trying to get people through as fast as they can. So it works, you know, depends on what location you go to.
Okay, with that in mind, I really appreciate all that you've given us on negotiating tactics and whatnot. But like I say, it amazed me nobody actually came up with that one. I would like to be able to move those people from their side of the table over to mine. Or vice versa, it doesn't matter. But I want us working together to get me and their bank a whole heck of a lot of money. But mostly me, because I've been listening to Tony for some time.
So what am I offering them? Is that the question?
Well, again, I've been paying attention, and the first person to open their mouth loses. So
okay.
What I'm offering them is let's get this done quickly so that you can make more money by going on to the next person. And I'm not hard to satisfy. Contract rates, and when that runs out, treasury rates. Okay.
Okay, this is what I'm offering. Hey, man.
Please.
Are you getting commission or are you getting the number of opportunities you processed today? I'm getting my commission. All right. I'm going to get you a higher commission. This is what I'm going to do. You're going to give me the highest rate. I'm going to agree with you for the longest period of time. You're going to give me the highest interest rate. But this is what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you whatever you want on the fees so you can get a decent commission. I'm not even going to argue with it about it. Hey, you want 5%? Have that. You know why? You just gave me 20% in interest. Instead of giving me $8 per dong, you gave me $12. Instead of giving me 33% for the Zim, you gave me the whole 60 cent. You can have that 5% because now you're giving me 20% a year. Just like I want the banks to share with me, I'm going to share with you. Now let's make that happen.
Fantastic. By the way, I told your brother I was a member of many too many of the same clubs that you are, just for what it's worth. If you're listening, I'm the guy.
Sure.
And I really appreciate it. This is going to be the most replayed segment of any of your segments so far, I would bet. That's
well, let's hope not, because it's not free. It costs money. Anyway, go ahead. Okay. Well, let's hope so. Let's let everybody get as much education they can, and let's get ready for this. We are here.
You guys are the best, and I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it, too.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right, sir, about the bottom half of the hour.
That's it. The fun is over already?
Yeah, it's been fun, but we got to run.
Yeah. Okay, guys, it is. I mean, I hope it was a great call, but more important than that, I hope you guys really, really paid attention today. I hope it meant something to you. I hope you're ready for this. I hope you're planning for this. Again, you know, failure to plan is planning to fail. Let's not be overwhelmed with it because the numbers are going to be crazy. That's exactly about where I expected. Maybe a little bit over, maybe, but right where I expected, and let's see what we can do about that. Let's plan on that being our conversations. But we're here. I mean, we're only days away. I don't care how you look at it. You know, the 25th is Sunday. The 3rd is what, next Tuesday after that? Or sometime, I mean, we're right here. We're at the end. So let's be prepared for the future. If you can, somebody just text me and said, hey, man, I'm getting me another 8 million dong today at $57 per million. It makes a difference if you can. But if you got another 1 million dong at $57 and you can still get that $47 to $12 for it, what kind of difference would that make in your life, in the people around you, because you just say, hey, last week I wasn't even going to have this $12 million. What can I do for my community? What can I do for people? What can I do to change us? Especially if I can get 4 or 5 of my cousins and friends to do the same thing I just did. How can we then affect our community and our future just by spending another $50 between now and Friday. Just a thought, that's all. So with that, all good information. We are expecting calls throughout the day, over the day, with some updates from the bank. And if there's anything to really get excited about, we will call you. We'll do a tweet. Ray will put something in the form, or we'll do a call if that's what we need to do. So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I did say get dong, right? Get dong, get dong, get dong. $57 per million at CXI, I think is what he told me. So go get your money. All right, Ray.
Okay, folks, that's going to do it for today's Hump Day Wednesday. We'll talk to you on Friday, if not sooner. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Children, put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna remember anything else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You made it through it.
About your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday. We are out of here.